From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, it's your Grand Ole Opry starring Berlin Husky.
I feel better all over more than any horse else. Baby, when I'm out with you, I feel better all over more than any horse else. When you kiss me like you do, well, I'm as wild as a buck. Every time you calls me up, you sure makes me feel like a wheel. Oh, I feel better all over more than any horse else. That's exactly how I feel. I'm as fit as a fiddle. You makes me want to kick up my heels. Well, I feel better all over more than any horse else. That's exactly how I feel. Oh, that's exactly how I feel. Oh, that's exactly how I feel. Thank you, folks, and to each and every one of you, a great big welcome to the Grand Ole Opry.
Tonight's lineup of opera stars, Rod Brasfield, Minnie Pearl, Chet Atkins, Del Wood, and the entire opera gang.
And that's not all, Brother Ott. I'm so anxious to get ahead of you there, I'm so tickled to death we got Johnny Horton as our guest, special guest star tonight. Yes, sir. Johnny and all of his boys will be out here picking and singing for you in just a little bit, but first, we got to get some grinning done, and the best way to do it is get the Hohenwald Flash and a friend of the FBI out here, Rod Brasfield.
Howdy, Ferlin.
Howdy, Rod.
It's good to see you, boy.
It's good to see you.
Hey, you ought to been to me this past week, buddy.
Is that right? Where
yeah, I had a time. I've been down Jackson, Mississippi.
Is that right?
Yeah, and I had a time down. I went down there to visit some of my old buddies, Mr. Bowman and them, down there at that big packing house, you know? And I had trouble, though, too. See, I flew down there in an airplane.
Yeah.
And I don't fly much, you know. I just don't fly much. I love to get high, but not that high.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Well, see, I flew down there, and I come off this airplane, and I walk down them steps, and there's four of the biggest FBI men I ever seen in my life waiting for me there.
Is that a fact?
Me, hadn't done a thing but scared the cold cush out of me.
Is that right?
Yeah. They grabbed me and threw my hands up and searched me just like a criminal.
They did.
They thought it seems that I looked like somebody that I wasn't, which I'm glad I wasn't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Anyhow, I wasn't the man they thought I was when they thought I was who they thought I was.
You glad you wasn't?
But I'm glad I wasn't.
Yeah.
Well, sure, old John Wesley Bowman, he met me there, see, and he tried to tell him who I were.
Yeah.
He tried to tell him I was from the Grand Ole Opry. Yeah. They wouldn't listen to him neither.
They would.
No, by Ned, they wouldn't listen to nobody. I'm telling you, I just hope. I mean, if any of them Russians ever come over here and start something, I'm going to send them to Jackson, Mississippi.
You think they get it, huh?
Brother, I'm telling you that police department down there will nab them just like that because they are on the ball.
That's true.
You know, it's a funny thing happened to me when I got on that plane.
Yeah.
I got on this here airplane, and it was crowded, you know.
Yeah.
Wasn't a seat left nowhere except one, and there's a big old fat man sitting in it, and he's sitting there asleep.
Yeah.
Had his mouth open, snoring, sounded like a country sawmill.
I hear you.
Well, see, I was taking some of these little quinine capsules for this cold I've got.
Oh, they're good for it.
And just as I started to take one of them at the airplane, hit one of them air pockets, dropped about 500 feet, I reckon, or something. Anyhow, that pill flew out of my hand, hit that old big fat man right in the mouth.
Yeah.
He come up from there just a-spitting and a-grunting and a-groaning. I said, what's the matter, old buddy? He says, I don't know, son, but from the taste in my mouth, I think my gall's busted. Hey, Ferlin.
Yeah.
I've got to go. I've got to go, but if my tonsils don't backfire and slap taste out of my mouth, I'd like to sing a song on your show here.
You
will. All right.
I heard you sing a long time.
I ain't chung it
yeah,
long
sing
time.
One.
All right. Will the orchestra help me?
Yeah, help him out.
Yeah, all right, boys. I'm going to sing out there a song called I'll Never Forget the Day That Bumblebee Backed Up to Me and Pushed. Now be kind to your web-footed friends. A duck may be somebody's mother. Be kind to your friends in the swamp. They live in a doggone dump. Now you may think this is the end, and it is. Thank you.
Thank you, Rod. And now what do you say, neighbors? We roll out the big welcome mat for a Columbia record artist who's really racing to the top these days. Our old fishing buddy, Johnny Horton. Let's make him welcome. Johnny, it's a real pleasure to have you with us.
Well, thank you very much, Ferlin. No finer folks in the world than right around the Grand Ole Opry.
You can say that again. I know, because you've been doing real good for yourself here lately with all your new records. What one are you going to take off with tonight?
Well, I'd like to do my second release on Columbia Records. They've done real fine for me, called I'm a One Woman Man.
That's a good one.
If you told me that you loved me, I would feel so proud. If you let me hold you, honey, I'd holler out loud. I'll never love another, even if I can. Oh, come to me, baby, I'm a one-woman man. Won't you let me, baby, just kinda hang around? I'll always love you, honey, and I'll never let you down. I'll never love another, even if I can. Oh, come to me, baby, I'm a one-woman man. Up to the sky to prove that I love you, I would jump off and fly. I'd even swim the ocean from shore to shore to prove that I love you just a little bit more. Oh, won't you let me, baby, just kinda hang around? I'll always love you, honey, and I'll never let you down. I'll never love another, even if I can. Oh, come to me, baby, I'm a one-woman man. I'll always love you, honey, and I'll never let you down. I'll never love another, even if I can. Oh, come to me, baby, I'm a one-woman man.
Hey, Mr. Ferling, you remember last week when it was raining so hard?
Yeah, sure
well,
do,
sir, I looked up the street and I seen this feller stepping along there in the rain. He was humming to himself and smoking a pipe.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, who in the cat hair smokes a pipe out in the rain?
Why, a lot of fellers, Rod. You take your pipe and pack it neat and firm with good Prince Albert smoking tobacco, light it up, and, buddy, you're taking your comfort with you no matter where you go, rain or shine.
Never thought of that. I like that.
Well, Rod, all fellers who try PA like it. Prince Albert gives them smooth, long-burning pipefuls of comfort. PA's always so fresh and so cool-smoking. And that taste, I doggies. PA's the one that keeps all the flavor nature put in tobacco and then brings it up to a rich, full, natural flavor.
Well, then, by it, all you rainwalkers and other fellers, too, enjoy the natural tobacco taste and the comfort of good PA.
Yes, and the same goes for you fellers who make your own cigarettes or put it in your pipe to smoke it. It's Prince Albert. Always ready, really tasty, comfortable smoking. That's PA. Here's our fiddler, Tommy Vaden, now with a Mississippi Sawyer. neighbors, we'd like to get serious now. It seems like you wouldn't have a grand old opera show if you didn't do a gospel or one of the religious type songs. Tonight I have picked out one of the records that we have on Capitol, one of my favorites called Saith the Lord. Oh, love thy neighbor as thyself, covet not his home nor wealth. Oh, let us be of one accord. Help him to be upon a rock, be not a stumbling block. Oh, love thy neighbor as thyself, saith the Lord. Go tell your neighbor to his face all about God's saving grace, eternal life up in heaven as a reward. Help him to place stars in his crown, bear no false witness that might run him down. Oh, love thy neighbor as thyself, saith the Lord. Whenever we practice what we preach, the heavenly gates good neighbors will reach. The master is waiting, patiently waiting our names to recall. Show him the glory he's bound to find when sinful ways are left behind. Oh, love thy neighbor as thyself, saith the Lord. Thank you very much. Well, sir, around the Grand Ole Opry, we do a lot of guitar picking, but nobody picks just like this fella here. Let's make him welcome, Chet Atkins. Thank you. Oh, that was smooth as it can be. Thank you so much, Chester. Neighbors, you know what happens now. It's time to get the news from Grinder Switch. So let's make our gal Saturday the gossip of Grinder Switch real welcome and hear what's going on. Cousin Minnie Pearl!
I'm just so proud to be here. Well, sir, I tell you, y'all don't know it, but Grinder Switch, Tennessee, where I come from, is just way ahead of every place in the country. Ferlin, you didn't know that, did you?
I never knew it, Minnie.
You ain't never been down there, have you?
I went through there.
Well, don't bat your eyes or you'll miss it. But we're way ahead of everybody. In fact, we've done got March wind started already in February. Ooh, that wind's been blowing so hard down there this past week, it's just been awful. I'm telling you, that wind is strong enough to blow the fur off a fir tree and the bark off on a dog, I'm telling you. It's awful. Grandpappy Bustrom, you know, he's 104 come spring, and he said he saw some real strong wind in his day, but he ain't ever saw nothing like this hard wind we had this past week. He said one morning, he said, well, I'll be blowed. And sure enough, he was. Clear past the post office. He was, sure enough. And it was one of them windy days. Well, all of a sudden I seen something fly past me. It's the funniest looking object. It just kind of flew past me, and as it did, it said,
Howdy, Minnie.
Oh, Rod. Rod, you just an old blowhard.
Say, Minnie.
Diehard.
Minnie Pearl?
Yes,
I want to ask you something. I seen your brother yesterday, and he don't look well. He don't look well. He just don't look well. What happened to him?
He got tangled up in that wind the first day, Rodley, talking about. This high wind, you know?
Yeah, I've been hearing you.
And he went outdoors, and that wind just picked him up. Just picked him up bodily.
Yeah?
And just tossed him clean over in Smiley Dillard's haystack.
Went that away.
That's right.
Haystack?
Yeah.
Well, that oughtn't to have hurt him much.
Well, you didn't let me tell you all of it. Smiley said that the wind had done ripped most of Brother's clothes off.
No.
And Brother landed right square dab on the business end of a pitchfork.
Oh.
He said he didn't mind the takeoff, but ooh, that 3-point landing.
Yeah, I imagine that would be rugged.
Yes, it was.
Well, I've enjoyed hearing you tell a blow-by-blow description of that little breeze and Grinder Switch, Minnie.
Breeze?
Yeah, a little breeze.
Why, Rodley Brassfield, I'll tell you right now, you don't know anything about wind until I tell you about what we have wind at Grinder Switch. This past week, the wind blowed all the water out of Goose Pond.
Goose pond?
Every bit of the water, the wind blowed all the water out of the pond, and it done it so fast that the ducks was just swimming up in air for 5 minutes before they know the water is gone.
Well, ducks ain't very bright, no. That's all right. That's a pretty good breeze, Minnie, there. Yeah, blow the water out from one of the ducks. That's a pretty good breeze, but that can't compare with the breeze in Hornwall.
Is that right?
Anybody in Hornwall will tell you about the big wind.
They're talking about you, Rodney.
Yeah, they're talking about me when they're talking about the big... Huh? No, Minnie. I'm telling you, the wind blows so hard in Hornwall that the old hens have to face the wind in order to lay a egg.
Now, Rodney.
I'll tell you, Aunt Susie. Aunt Susie had an old dominecker last week that turned around the wrong way and laid the same egg 4 times.
Oh, shut up. Rod, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Standing up here in front of all these fine folks telling something as silly as that. I tell you what happened this past week at Grinder Switch. The wind blowed so hard there this past week there was a couple sitting out on a bench. And the wind blowed so hard, it blowed them so far apart, it won't even worth the effort to walk back to see each other.
They great?
That's right, sure enough.
Well, that's all right, but that there wouldn't blow a match out in Hornwall.
Well, let me tell you what happened over in Flood Smead's pasture when the wind started blowing.
Flood Smead's pasture.
Flood Smead's pasture. pasture. I want to tell you what happened over
there. I suppose now you're going to tell me the wind blew so hard that it blowed the old cow's horns.
Oh. No, but I'll tell you what it did do. The wind blowed so hard that when... Rod, I could kill you. You're so stupid, and I love you so good. But when it... I want to tell you, it blowed so hard that when the cows faced into the wind and started to moo, they started playing bagpipes. Bye now. See you next week.
Hey, Rod, what's this I hear about you being selected the man of the year?
That's true, Ferlin. This year honor was paid me by all the bench sitters all around the square there in Hornwall.
The bench sitters?
Yeah, you see, a long time ago, I put all them fellers onto a good thing. Good old Prince Albert smoking tobacco in an OCB paper.
Well, you sure did him a good turn, Rod, because PA is the best way to an easy-rolling, smooth-smoking, good-tasting making cigarette.
Yeah, I know it, and they know it too, buddy.
Yes, and so does every feller who tries Prince Albert. He finds out that PA keeps all the flavor that nature puts in tobacco and brings it to a peak, to a rich, natural, fine tobacco flavor. And that extra touch, PA's crimp cut, means no dribbling out at the ends or blowing around.
That's right. Whether you're a making man or a pipe man, enjoy the national joy smoke, Prince Albert.
It's a natural taste, and that's the test, that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow PA.
Now, what do you say we have another nice, warm welcome for Johnny Horton? Johnny, you hear the neighbors, they love you, Hoss.
Thank you very much, Ferlin. I'd like to do my brand new release we had out on Columbia Records. Go something about like this.
Face all pretty and your hair done right. We gonna do the town tonight. Coming into town and I'm right on time. Still got your loving on my mind. I'ma come in home. Gotta make some love. I'ma come in home. Sweet turtle dove. I'ma come in home. Make sweet love to you. Well, I see down the road there's a big truck stop. They got a pretty little waitress with a caravan. Pretty as a doll, pretty as can be. Don't you worry, honey, she ain't nothing to me. I'ma come in home. I gotta make some love. I'ma come in home. Sweet turtle dove, I'm coming home to make sweet love to you. To a hill and the truck looked down. I throwed it low and she's hugging the ground. Just scratching gears, but I'm gone again. Coming home, baby, I'm a dogging it in. I'ma come in home. I gotta make some love. I'ma come in home. Sweet turtle dove, I'ma come in home to make sweet love to you. Get your face all pretty and your hair done right, cause we're gonna do this town tonight. Coming into town and I'm right on time. Still got your loving on my mind. I'ma come in home. I gotta make some love. I'ma come in home. Sweet turtle dove, I'ma come in home to make sweet love to you.
Real fine job, Johnny Horton. Stick around while we have our good friend Dale Woods, the queen of piano, to play our new number here, Rocking on the 88. Let's make it up. Thank you. still would. Neighbors, I'm real proud of my new record. Just come out and it started off better than anything I've had. I'd like to give you a preview of it tonight, one called Gone. Since you've gone, the moon, the sun, the stars in the sky, know the reason why I cry, love divine. Once was mine, now you've gone. Since you've gone, my heart, my lips, my tear-dimmed eyes, a lonely soul within me cries. I acted smart, broke your heart, now you've gone. Oh, what I give for the
life
I wish
still,
the love that I've tasted, I was wrong.
Saying thanks for everything, and we'll be seeing you next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry.
Got a little riddle for you tonight, Tom. What's the difference between just smoking and camels?
Well, I know at least two answers to that one, Dave. Flavor and smoothness. And other camel smokers can probably give you a lot more.
Well, that's good enough for me. Flavor and smoothness. You can taste the difference between camels and other cigarettes. And you can feel the difference, too.
The good, rich flavor of camels gives them the taste all other brands are judged by. Camels taste good all the time.
And the smoothness of camels comes from that special blend of quality tobaccos that only Camel has. The blend has never been matched for smooth smoking.
The thing about camels is, you enjoy the difference so much. No wonder more people smoke this cigarette year after year than any other brand of any kind.
How about it, folks? Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel. They've really got it. This program is brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC radio service.